How many of y'all already feel the presence of the Lord? We know the Lord is good, and all the time, amen, amen. Again, we are so excited about being here with the Lord on today. So excited to look out and see all multi-million dollar folks this morning. Amen, amen, amen. There is a word from the Lord for such a time as this. Those of you with your Bibles, please turn with me to the gospel again. St. Matthew chapter 4. St. Matthew chapter 4. When you're found, please stand to your feet as together we will read verses 1 through 11. After we make our proclamation, let's hold our Bible. Repeat after me. This is my Bible, God's holy word. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I have what it says I have. And today, I submit myself to God that he may prove his word in my life today. Amen. Let us read verses 1 through 11, Matthew chapter 4. Amen. Let us read. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward an hunger. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taken him up into the holy city, and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and saith unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hand they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against the stone. Jesus said unto him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again the devil taking him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showing him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them, and said unto him, All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said unto him, Get thee hence, Satan. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. And think with me shortly from this theme. It is written. It is written. Look at your neighbor and give him one of them sanctified smiles. Repeat after me, neighbor, do you really know what is written? When we read this passage of scripture, We find that after this comes after the Lord has been baptized and after the Lord has also proclaimed that Jesus was his son and in whom that he was well pleased. After all this, Jesus was led into the wilderness to be tempted. Somebody say tempted. And many times today, if some of us think we're super saints, you know, we're super Christians, Satan doesn't bother us because he knows if he bothers us, he got something coming. Well, I will tell you again, as I told you several times before, there's only two kinds of people in this life that Satan does not bother. The one kind is the people that are not worth his trouble. And the other kind is those he already got. So if Satan is not bothering you, you better check your connection, all right? So as Jesus is going up, and I want you to look at the scriptures. Pay attention to the scriptures. Here it is, Satan waited until after 40 days and 40 nights. He did not come to Jesus on the first day because he understood Jesus still had strength. He did not come to Jesus on the 21st day because Jesus still had strength. But he waited for 40 days. Somebody say 40 days. That is our first point for today. The tempter only comes when he smells out weakness. The tempter only comes when he smells out weakness. How many times, the children of God, we come to church boldly and proudly. We lift up our hands and say, hallelujah, glory to God, because we have prayed and we just feel like the answer is coming. However, by the time we leave church, the answer has not come. But we still say, hallelujah, glory to God. And then about the seventh day, the answer has not come. But now we say, amen, Jesus. And then about the third week, we say, Jesus, Jesus. And then Satan comes in and say, you know the Lord ain't listening to you. Don't you know you ain't good enough for the Lord to listen to? But then we need to guard up like Jesus said, it is written. The Lord said thus and thus. But you know what? Jesus had to, he knew the word and he couldn't say it was written over in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. He had to say it is written. Child of God, catch your breath. I want you to understand. The scriptures is not like Prego. You just cannot guess that it's in there. You better check and make sure that it's in there. When Satan comes up on your tail, you cannot say, well, Pastor said it was in there. Because when he after you, Pastor ain't there. You got to know for yourself. Say, it is written. Some of us try to skirt on by what the scripture that our parents said. But it's not what our parents know that's going to get us through. It's what we know. Every now and then, check the scriptures yourself. For in them, you think you have eternal life. Let's look at Jesus. Here it is. After 40 days and 40 nights, he comes up and Satan comes up and says, I know you hungry. Turn these stones into bread. Baby, let me tell you, don't fool yourself. Satan knows what all of us wants. He knows what we need. He knows, because while we're praying to God, he is over there. He ear hustling on our prayers. And the thing about it, when Satan answers the prayer, streams come with it. You got to do thus and thus and jump over here and jump over there. He's not giving you nothing for no reason. Baby, you got to do what he said do, or he pulls off the cover. That's why as children of God, when you feel yourself getting weak, how many of y'all know we have our weak moments? When you feel yourself getting weak, you have to step back and say, oh, it is written. How many of you got some it is written scriptures? We better know it. See, let me tell you, you find your financial scriptures while you got some money. Because when you broke, you can't even spell Bible. You get your health scriptures while you feeling good. Because when your back gets to hurting, your feet hurting, you don't want to pick up a Bible. So you better find out it is written. Hallelujah. You want to have a successful marriage? Start looking for those scriptures now while you're single. Because when that man and that woman get in your face, you ain't got time to read. So you got to say, it is written. How many know what I'm talking about? Say amen. That's the first thing. Satan comes only when he smells out weaknesses. That's why when he comes to bust up a church, he looks around to see who the biggest hell raiser is. He looks around and see who is the biggest gripe or the one who nags the most. Then he just starts biting, yum, 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 yum. He just bites and bites until he gets somebody else. So, child of and then you have to stop and say, it is written. It is written. And then have some scripture. It is written. The Lord hates one who sows discord among the brethren. It is written. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It is written. God will not withhold any good thing from me. It is written. Children of God, don't just walk around with the Bible under your arm, but every now and then part with it, because Satan knows your weak days is coming. Sure, today is Sunday. You got on your white, getting ready for communion. But tomorrow, baby, somebody's going to come up and see if you wore communion white on Sunday, if you still got communion in your heart on Monday. And you better have some, it is written. Tell your neighbor, it is written. Hallelujah. Next point, Satan comes. Hallelujah. He only comes to make you test God. In the scripture, the next point, when Satan takes Jesus up on a high pinnacle, he says, oh, come on, Jesus, I could throw you down and you'll call the angels out. Yeah, come on. How many times do you go and you tell the Lord, Lord, I'm giving you my entire life. I want you to use me. I want you to change me. And then here it is, somebody off the street, one of your old running buddies come up and tell you, oh, you know, one drink ain't going to hurt you. This ain't going to hurt. You can go run with me. I tell you what, I'm going to pick up a little something from Alton Square. I just need you to keep the car running till I get back. And we don't want to hurt their feelings. We need some, it is written. It is written. When Satan tells Jesus, the Lord will send angels, give angels charge over you. You don't have to worry about anything. Children of God, let me tell you, Satan got some tricks for us right now. And young people, I want you to know this. You cannot sneak and do anything that your parents won't find out about later. There is no night so dark that God can't see you. There is no moon so full that you can hide behind the shadows. Because when God shines the light from heaven, he shines it on everybody. So you better know when Satan slides up to you and tell you, won't nobody know this. You better tell him it is written. The Lord said he will neither leave me nor forsake me. So whatever you're doing, baby, get another helping, because God is right there with you. Somebody say it is written. Satan was telling Jesus, oh, go ahead, Jesus. I just want to see the Lord move for you. Go ahead, Jesus. It's all right. But Jesus had a word for him. He said, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Quit trying to run out here in front of a fast-feeding car to see if the Lord is going to stop that car for you. Don't be crazy. Quit trying to go ahead and spend all your money just to see if God's going to send you something because you tied last year. That's not going to happen. My God, you need some it is written scriptures. What do you know about the Lord and his protection? When he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, he simply said, when you carry yourself right, I am your ever-present help. When you need me, call me. But don't put me out on no trip. Some of us be tripping with the Lord. We drop a plate and say, Jesus Christ. We miss a parking space. Lord have mercy. And then when you really need him, you don't know how to call him. Somebody say, it is written. Satan wants us to really put God out in front. He wants us to just help him trip God out. How many of us know without a shadow of a doubt, we have been messing over God for a long time? We come and lift our hands up, and then God bless us, and we walk away from him like we forgot all about what we asked for. But it is written. One of these days, God's going to fold his arms. And when we call him, he will not answer. God is not a chocolate chip, baby. We can't play with God. When you call on him, you better need him, and you better need him right now. Because when do he come? He is a right now, on-time God. He said he wants to put the Lord to the test. Ezekiel 5:1 said, we need to be more ready to hear the word of the Lord than make a sacrifice for a fool. Ezekiel 5:1 said, be ready to hear the word of God before you're ready to go out and act like a fool. And we have some people that really love us, that we love them. They don't love us, but we really love them, and we will jump out in the middle of the car for them. The Lord said, don't do that. Don't allow anyone to put you on Front Street just to prove that you love them. Many times today we have young women having babies for men to prove that they love them, and the man walk away before the baby gets there. We have the husband and say, well, baby, if you do this for me, you buy me a car, you buy me this, you buy me that. Let me tell you, if love has to come with a price tag, don't nobody love you. Money might buy a couple of associates, but money don't buy friends. Because if you got to pay for them, when your money is gone, they are too. Y'all all right? Don't tempt God. Then he said in verse 8, the Lord, the devil, take him up to an exceeding high mountain. My Lord. And he tells him, I'm going to show you all the things that you can get if you would just bow down. Some of us are still trying to get over the one time that we bowed down. Some of us still have remnants of the last time that we bowed down. It wasn't supposed to act like this. It wasn't supposed to last this long. But I will tell you this, child of God, when you have to bow one time, you will have to bow another time, and you will have to bow another time, because Satan never lets up after one time. How many of y'all know I'm not lying here? When he gets you to bow down, he gonna do something else and make you bow again and make you bow again. But when Satan comes up giving his gift with strings attached, you need some "it is written" scripture. Somebody say, it is written. After God has delivered us out of the deep dark places, out of the hell and the high hill that we have come from, don't you know we don't have a right to go back to the nothingness from which we have come? When the Lord has brought us up, dug us out of the muck and the mire, washed us with the blood of the Lamb, how dare we go back just to see if we are saved? I don't know about you, but I don't need to go in a tavern to see if I'm still saved. I don't need to go try to sip on a cooler to see if I'm still saved. I don't need to smoke a joint to see if I'm saved. I don't need a pair of Daisy Dukes and fishnet stockings to see if I'm saved. When I look in the mirror, I know I'm saved. When I look in my wallet, I know I'm saved. When I walk down the street, I know I'm saved. God bless it. When he gets me up in the morning, I know I'm saved. I don't need no name brand clothes to prove I'm somebody. When Jesus died on the cross, he made me somebody. It is written. Jesus. Satan was telling him, go on, Jesus. Look at all the things I can give to you. I want to tell you this morning, Satan can't give you any more than God has. Because all he is a copycat. He is not originator of nothing. It is God who gives those great gifts. And when the Lord gives them, they don't come with strings attached. And I will tell you this, anytime you get blessed and you cannot stand up and tell it, because it's a secret, it ain't no blessing. If you can't stand and say, the Lord bless me with this suit, the Lord bless me with health, the Lord bless me with some money, if you gotta say, well, I ain't gonna tell y'all where I got it from, it ain't from God. The Lord said, what you do in secret, I'll bring it out openly. He wants you to tell somebody, baby, this ain't fashion fair, this is the blessing of the Lord. Somebody say, it is written. Last but not least, when the devil took him up, and I know most of you don't want to hear this, but he knows that all of us have a sense of greed in our body. Now, I know I'm not talking about everybody, but if you feel that you are not greedy about anything, raise your hand. After I go get my blessed oil. Some of us are so greedy. We got to eat the last pork chop even we so full. Some of us are so greedy. We want a piece of everything that come across. Some of us are so greedy. If you go shopping, I got to buy me something. If it ain't nothing but a pack of cigarettes, a pack of gum, I got to buy me something. Because I don't want nobody to have more stuff than me. How many of y'all know you just get greedy? Some of us are so greedy, we just want to make sure I got just as much as you got. Your car cost $2,000, my car cost $2,500. You sick with pneumonia, I got pneumonia and arthritis. Man, you cost, your hair cost $50, mine cost $65. Your man got laid off, my man got laid off 3 times. How many of y'all don't just say, I'm just greedy? Some of us don't need another pair of shoes. Lord, that ain't funny. That ain't funny. We don't need another anything, but we just want it because we want it. When Satan took him up there, he said, look at all this stuff I can give. He didn't even recognize. He was talking to the Son of God. Everything Satan showed him was already his. And some of us are just like that. We're so busy reaching out for somebody else's gift. We're so busy reaching, trying to get what somebody else got. We don't even understand. You are already blessed. You're blessed in the city. You're blessed in the field. You're blessed going in. You're blessed going out. It is written. We want to see our name up in life. You want your name in life? Put it on the signpost. But we're just greedy. And I'm not talking about the folks in the world. I'm talking about folks in the church. We run over each other. Call my name. Call my name. Call my name. You want your name called? Call it. Satan was doing something. He thought he was doing something. And he is still getting us today with being so greedy. Well, you know, that's the one problem with having dinner here at the church. We want to eat 3 plates here and take 4 plates home. Not because we need it, we just greedy. Look at your neighbor and say, just greedy, just greedy. Satan knows our innermost. But when he went to Jesus, he forgot who he was talking to. Children of God, I want you to know today, when you recognize whose you are, you can say just like Jesus, it is written, God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You can say without a doubt, it is written, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. It is written. Young people, if you're having trouble in school, I want you to know, it is written, he who lacks knowledge, let him ask of the Lord, who will give liberally. So if you don't know a lesson, call on God. God knows calculus. He knows algebra. He knows history. He knows English. Whatever you need, it is written. Tell your neighbor, it is written. We sit here today, fussing and fighting over nothing. Satan has just gotten us nibbling at each other's heels like we are some scandalous folks. But let me tell you, as a child of God, you better know without a shadow of a doubt, it is written. Ask me right now, what did God say? The Lord said, it is written, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. How many of y'all know that today? You don't worry about people lying on you. You don't worry about people digging ditches for you. You don't worry about that. It is written, no weapon. How many of you know that the Lord said, it is written, call on the Lord in my day of trouble. He will deliver me. He is my sword in a time of trouble. It is written. How many of y'all know it is written, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. It is written, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. It is written, I will lift up my eyes until the hill from which cometh my help. All of my help comes from the Lord. It is written, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye. written. Tell your neighbor, it is written. It is written, without faith, it is impossible to please God. It is written, now faith is a something of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. It is written, call those things that be not as though they were. It is written. So when Satan comes, you have to let him know, not what pastor said, but it is written. When he comes to sneak up on you in your day of weakness, you gotta let him know it is written. When he gets ready to whisper in your ear something crazy about your children, your sister, your brother, you gotta say it is written. When he try to tell you why St. John can't do this and St. John can't do that, you can tell it is written. Because he's coming, y'all. All this praise that went up today, he's coming. And you have to sit your happy self down and get your head in your Bible and see what is written in here about you. The Lord said you are the head and not the tail. It is written that you are more than a conqueror through him that loves you. It is written. That's why we have Bible study. That's why we have Sunday school. That's why we have a youth Bible study. Because our children of all ages need to understand that God has already wrote about you. He's already said that in this life you will have trials and tribulations, but be ye confident, for he has overcome and you are more than victory. It is written. It is written. And after Satan could not induce Jesus, he had to walk away from a season. He had to go back to the drawing board. If Satan has not taken a break from you in this length of time, it's because you don't know your scriptures. The scripture said that if we resist the devil, he will flee. He's not running from anybody that's hollering. He doesn't run from anybody because, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. But if you stand flat-footed and resist him and say, it is written. Put your hands on your imagination and stand toe-to-toe and let him know, I am a child of God. I am a friend of God. When I call on God, he will answer me. When I call on my Father, he will reach down from heaven and pick me up. He will wrap me in his arms and rock me back and forth. You don't want none of me. I'm a blessed child of God. It is written. Today, if you don't have an it is written passage of scripture, get yourself one. If you don't have strength, that you can go to the Bible and say, it is written in here about me. Know today that all of us are victorious. Know today that we are all the apples of God's eye. Know today that Satan is waiting to see us when we buckle under. Know today that he is waiting for us to look cross-eyed at one of our sisters and brothers. Know today he's looking for somebody who's going to carry a lie on somebody else. But when that slew-footed rascal comes up to you, you need to say, it is written. And tell him what thus saith the Lord. Jesus didn't vow. We are not heirs only, but we are joint heirs with Jesus. And if Jesus could withstand the wiles of the devil, what about us? If Jesus could stand and say, it is written, what about us? If John says the Word was the Lord and the Word was God, if we know that he was the Word and we are his children, don't you know we are the Word? We sit there poised today. Let me tell you, Satan knows all of our addresses. He knows where we live. He knows our point of greed. He knows our point of weakness. He is just waiting for an opportunity to slide in there. But child of God, I want you to know, at one point we did not have an opportunity to say it is written. At one point, we were just like the nomad going here to four, didn't have a God on our side. We had no right to say it is written. We were all washing our hands in one another's blood, didn't know anything about it is written. But one day they had a conference up in heaven when God and his son Jesus was together. And Jesus saw that we needed some help. He said, Father, make me a body and I'll go down and I'll redeem man back to you. He said, I can't send you. I need to send somebody else. But Jesus said, Father, I must go down and bring your children back to you. I must go down and continue the saga of the great I am. I must go down and show them how to walk in your name. I must go down and show them how to stand in your name. Father, make me a body. The body came through 42 generations. And then when he got off of the train called Mary, he walked this earth 30 plus years, showing those who were hungry. It is written, those who hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. He walked this earth and he clothed those who were naked. He said, it is written. Even when they took him up Golgotha Hill, after beating him all night long, Satan forgot that it was written that he would be beaten for sins he did not commit. After Satan had messed with their minds and told them, yes, hang him on a tree, he forgot that it was written that you will hang him between heaven and earth for the sixth and the ninth hour. He forgot that it was written that he would be built and hung there, and he would be between heaven and earth, arms stretched out, head looking up, saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Satan forgot that it was written that he would be laid there all night Friday. He forgot that it was written that he would be laid there all Saturday. He forgot that it was written that he would lay there all Saturday night. Then he didn't read farther, because if he would have read it, he would have said, in the morning, weeping may endure for a night, but in the morning, joy will come. In the morning, joy will come. In the morning, what happened in the morning? He got up with all power in his hand. It was written that he would get up. And when he got up, you got up. When he got up, we got up. It was written. And I'm so glad, because now I know that no matter how far I get down, Jesus will reach down and pick me up. No matter who might talk about me, Jesus said, I am his child. It was written like that. No matter who does not love me, it was written, Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones, to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loved me. It is written. It is written. It is written. No matter what you're going through, it's already written. This too shall pass. No matter how bad the situation looks, it is written. He will raise them up who believe in him. It is written. So, child of God, just came to ask you again, take your time and go through, because Satan's going to try you. And you have to say, just like Jesus said, wait a minute, Satan, it is written. Doors of church are open. You may come by letter, Christian experience, candidate for baptism. Will there be one today? Would you stand to your feet? Will you stand to your feet? Truly, it is written on today. You don't have to be by yourself anymore. The Lord said, it is written. The doors of the church are always open. He's always looking to bring one from darkness into light. It's written that way. He wants to know that no man needs to go to hell because he's already died on the cross and gotten up that you may have a right to the tree of life. It is written that way. It's also written that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. However you're broken today, however you're feeling today, it is written. Lift your hands to the Lord and say, hallelujah. It is written. Will there be one today? Will there be one today? Sickness in your body? It's all right. It is written. He is still a healer. It is written. He still hears and answers prayer. It is written. Whatever you need, it is written. Will there be one today? Will there be one today? Check your scriptures and find out what's written. Will there be one today? It is written. Will there be one?